Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Justin, Tom King in the K-Rock call box, along with Ben Casanilia, Tom Lonigan and Heath Buck. Firstly, best of luck this afternoon, but just talk to us about, I suppose, the week that's been. You were anticipating going to Sydney to play the Swans, and everything changed very quickly, and you're obviously playing at a similar time you're expecting to. Did it not throw the preparation out that much as a result?
Yeah, look, boys, thanks for having me. It's been a challenging week. This landscape's forever changing, as we're well known. It's from week to week, from day to day. You know, our players, our clubs, the league, you know, are getting challenged with different things. So, look, we've been really, really buoyed by our players' ability to receive some feedback around what's changing, and really invest into their training and adapt to the conditions that we're faced with. And, you know, today's another challenge for us. So, you know, our focus purely is on going out and winning this game today and, putting a really good performance on the board.
Yeah. You're always looking ahead. How far into planning for Sydney were you before you got the information you'd be playing Richmond?
Yeah, a fair way. We were sort of basically on the Monday following the Geelong game, we started, getting into our Sydney prep and really going, analysing those guys. And then later on that afternoon, we were told that we were playing Richmond. So, look, you know, for our off-day guys, it was, for a day or two, it was a bit of a workload for them. But like I just said, I mean, it's one of those things that we had to adapt to. Luckily, we've got some stuff around Richmond. We know that they play a particular style, and there's some things in place that we're going to put in place for those guys. But yeah, it was challenging. But as a coaching group and as a club and our players, we've really invested into that, and I think we've adapted pretty well. We're well organised today.
Justin, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. If there's one stat you'd like to win today, other than the one that has the numbers on it at either end of the ground, what's the one stat you'd like to win that thinks gives your side the best chance of beating Richmond?
Well, I reckon there's two parts, but I reckon the main thing for us is, around the ball. I think the contested stat's going to be really, really important to these guys. But off the back of that, there's been some talk and, it's been pretty exposed around our inside 50 and our ability to connect for the ball. I think that's the stuff going forward is going to be a really big stat for us. We picked a medium-sized forward line that's really dynamic and explosive, and we're going to expect to see these guys in a lot of one-on-one. So our ability to be able to connect and make the most of those opportunities is going to be a really big stat for us. But certainly that's been a really big focus for us this week.
Has it been difficult? Maybe difficult's not the right word, in terms of analysing Richmond, given they've probably been the benchmark. Well, they have been the benchmark team in the comp over the last 3 years. The last couple of weeks have been probably what they would consider well below their best. Do you look at the last couple of weeks? Do you look at them at their best? How do you sort of weigh up sort of where they're at and how you attack that?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing that Richmond, they've been very good at over the last two or three years is that they play their way and they have a really specific style, the way they want to move the ball forward and, the way that they surge the ball and get the ball going really forward. So we don't think that that's changed a hell of a lot. There might be some personnel changes, but we think that there's a consistency or a theme around that the way they want to play their football. But, there's a lot going in AFL footy. I think the biggest thing that we want to be able to expose today and really stamp onto our players, that we've got a specific way that we want to play. We're going to put some things in place and we need to be aware of this, but a lot of today is going to be based around the way that we play, the way we want to play, and really, really embracing that part of the game. But I think there's been some, there's some fair consistencies in the way that they go about their footy. They want some depth, they want to get the ball moving forward, and they certainly surge from stoppage and those sorts of things.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Melbourne assistant coach Justin Platt. Here is Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, g'day, Justin. Yeah, I just want to touch on what you mentioned just before regarding your forward entries and staying connected. Can you just elaborate and talk us through, or talk your supporters through, what that means in terms of, we know Melbourne have no issues getting the ball inside forward 50, but what are your forwards looking for? What are your mids looking for when you do take the ball forward of the ball?
Yeah, I reckon there's two parts of it, Tom, and you'd be really aware of this. But I think, with our forwards, we're spending a lot of time on you know, the ability to be able to create some split and get some separation off man, you know, and actually where we're kicking the ball. You know, a lot of our entries have been a little bit wider. So, you know, a bigger focus on trying to get the ball to a central position, you know, and having a better connection with understanding where, you know, if it's our mids or our halfbacks, that we've got a style of pattern in regards to our leading patterns and being a bit more predictable where we think the ball's going. I think that's one part of it. Also, you know, the defensive part of it is that when we are going inside 50, what our roles, you know, what our patterns and what our roles are on entry around, particularly drop a ball, you know, where our mids are running from, and to help that defensive stability. But you know, the biggest thing that we're talking a lot about, particularly with the forwards, is the ability to get off their men, you know, being hard to play on. So when the ball is coming inside 50, that we've got, you know, ability to be able to get off our men and launch at the ball. And, you know, last week we had, you know, 6 to 7 opportunities where we dropped balls cold inside 50. And, you know, we were disappointed with that. And particularly from a forward point of view that, you know, we're picking a team that have a lot of strengths in our area. So, you know, the expectation is that we need to execute those opportunities. But certainly the stuff around being a bit harder to play on and being predictable about where we're kicking the ball, Tom.
And Christian Petrarca, I just want to know, he plays in that sort of similar mould, I guess, to Dusty Martin. Where do you expect him to play a majority of his time today? Is it forward? He has started the year off really well, or more so in the midfield?
Yeah, look, there's a fair balance with Christian. We think he's going about his business, and his performances have been really strong throughout this early part of the year. But Christian's probably about a 50-50, 60-40, so we still want him around the ball when he's fresh and when he's explosive and when he's at his, you know, at his best. But also we know that when he goes forward, he's a really hard matchup and, you know, he's a really hard player to play on one-on-one. So we would expect Christian to have, you know, a fair exposure midfield and forward. There's no specific time that we really want him, but it's really, you know, with shorter quarters, it allows the players to be a little bit more predictable and keep your better players on the ground, you know, at the same time. So, yeah, there's probably a pretty good balance for Christian. It'll be probably around 50% in both areas.
Justin, just back on your forwards, obviously Tom McDonald's had a tough start to the season, and, you know, he showed some really good signs a couple of years back as a forward. So when you spoke about, you know, you were disappointed with your forwards not being able to clunk those marks inside forward 50, what's the areas he needs to work on? Because he has shown he can be a, you know, pretty powerful force up there.
Yeah, look, we actually thought that Tom showed some really good signs last week, even though that probably you look at his stat sheet and there weren't a lot of numbers around the ability to actually mark the ball. We sort of feel that Tom's at his best when he's working into those contest areas or those roost areas where, particularly if we're kicking down the line, that we want to be Tom there. We want Tom in those areas to be jumping at the ball and creating, you know, contest at ground level. But for Tom, I think it's more you want his running and his ability to be able to get to really good spots. If both of those areas are going well in his game, I think Tom is a really, really hard player to play on. Look at here, he hasn't had the start to the season that I know individually he wouldn't, but we felt that last week that it was a really big step forward and, you know, particularly from a contest point of view, playing a medium-sized forward group that we thought it was a really big step forward for him. But, yeah, for him, you know, his ability to get off his man and launch at more of those balls and certainly execute a few more of those would be, you know, something that we'd be looking for.
But at the other end of the ground, you must be wrapped with, obviously, May, but more so Lever, just the way he's come back. Obviously, came into the club with injuries, and it's taken a while, but he's starting to look really confident down there.
Yeah, look, particularly those two boys, even May, look, they haven't played a lot of football together, and obviously with Jake missing a fair chunk of, obviously, last year and coming back into the team, I think that, you know, the big thing about our group at the moment, and this probably is the same with our forward group and back group, is they haven't played a hell of a lot of football together. You know, so the consistency with particularly Jake and, you know, him building that synergy and what the best look for us is going to be a really big focus for us in the coming weeks. But, yeah, look, we're really happy the way that Jake's going. We know that he's going to get better in time. We know that, you know, the more training, the more consistency he can get into his games, his best footy is definitely ahead of him.
And Justin, one last one before we let you go. When you get hubbed up, What are a couple of essentials you're going to sort of need to just to nestle into the overnight bag? Is it, are you a pretty sort of laid back customer? It'll just be a couple of old pairs of Reg Grundys and an old T-shirt will get you home, or will you have to like have a full entourage with 17 bags and the whole caboodle?
Well, I know some of our players will have a decent pack, but for me, mate, she's a backpack, a couple of pairs of sneakers, a couple of pairs of shorts, and what I don't have, I'll try and source up there. But a lot of thinking hasn't gone into that. I know that I travel pretty lightly, but some of our boys, they'll certainly be well prepared, I would have thought.
I understand you're flying with the Cats tonight, Justin, after this game.
Yeah, I think so. Look, we've been really, really wrapped with our players. Look, they've moved on really quickly from it. They've embraced it. So, you know, whatever we're dealt with in this changing landscape, it's always a challenge, and we know that things are changing. But, yeah, I think we're travelling with those guys. Straight after the game, we're out of here at 8:30, and hopefully, you know, we can get the 4 points, and then we can look forward to, you know, what's ahead of us.
Fantastic. Justin, I really appreciate your time. Been great to catch up with you through the first few weeks of the season to talk about how the Demons are faring, and no doubt we'll be talking to you more through Hub Life as well. Good luck with that. Good luck this afternoon, and thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, boys. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.